And so that's why it is in the middle, that's why in the, how the I exist is in the middle, in the middle, middle way, and devoid of the extreme nihilism and devoid of the extreme eternalism, existing from a society, so that. So the, or like this, forms, the empty emptiness form. So the smaller, so showing unity, showing, you see, the form is there, while it is empty, it is existing. The prasangika could be extremely subtle, dependent on arising, existing mainly limited by mind. And while it is existing, it's totally empty, empty of the real form, you know, not merely labeled by mind, so it's totally empty of that. There's no emptiness other than form, there's no form other than emptiness, so that's showing the middle of a view, the but devoid of the two extremes, nihilism and eternalism. So nihilism is there's no form exist, or eternalism is the it exists, but it has to exist from its own side. So you fall in eternalism, so the devoid of those two, see. So from hell up to enlightenment, and samsara nirvana, hell, the cause of the hell, you see, and enlightenment, and the whole path, and that, and then samsara, true suffering, and the true cause of suffering, karma, delusion, and then true cessation of the suffering, and the cause, what makes to achieve that is the true path. So they never came in existence in the past from its own side, never exist from their own side in the past, now, then, in the future. As I mentioned to you, what means existing. See, the way to think of existing, as I mentioned, to see, they are totally empty, completely empty. From their inside, you see. They're completely empty. So. Into of the real one, and not merely labeled by mind, you see, existing from that completely. They're completely into that. And while they're totally empty, they exist in many, merely limited by mind, you see, so that. To them, they to their life, happiness and problems, you see, and cause the virtue and non-virtue, I would say. They're all. All this appear to our mind, you know, something real one, existing from their own side, but not merely labeled by mind, but actually, and we let our mind totally believe, hold on to this, it's 100% true. But I see all these are completely false, the reality. They're totally empty of that. All the ways appear to you, and how you believe. They're completely empty of that. The whole entire phenomena. So while everything like that, then you see, all this appear to you, existing from its own side, you see, appeared the wrong way, false. And then you see, how you use your mind is a wrong way, totally believe 100% believe they're true, so then all these concepts become wrong concept, ignorance, not knowing the ultimate nature, ultimate very meaning, ultimate nature of the phenomena, not knowing that, completely hallucinating that, see. So all becomes a wrong concept. The ignorance, the king of the delusions, the king of the superstitious mind, king of the superstitious mind. See, king of the superstitious mind. So that just before continuing this, what I started at the beginning was you search and can't find. You search and can't find. So this one, I see, I mentioned the first one. Okay. Now the second one, Dakshin Jebisan, you remember, so that when you look for, when you search, you couldn't find. But also, you see, even the merely labeled one, even the merely labeled I, if you look for, on this I, if you look for, even the merely labeled I, of course, the form is not that, feeling is not that, cognition is not that, compound aggregates is not that, conscious is not that, even all for all the five aggregates is not that. So, you see, even the merely labeled I, even the merely labeled I which exists, but you look for on from tip of the hairs down the toes, nowhere on this aggregates you find, if you look for. Even the merely labeled one, if you look for, can't find on this I guess. That is another thing to be known. Besides the first one, if you look for, can't find. That is the same thing. Even the existing one. The merely impeded eye, you see. So if you look for it, until the hair is down the toes, there's no way you can find it. Then if it's foundable on this aggregate, then it becomes the same as Rangjuba. This is what Tantra school view. It's foundable on this aggregate, you see. And so then that means it exists from its own side. So I'm just giving you this. For analysis. Okay. What I'm saying, the two is not only the first one. After analysis, you can't find it. Not the first one. But you have to understand. Whether the second one become analysis on emptiness or not. Whether it's analysis on emptiness or not, emptiness only, on by ni. That is a huge question. That is a huge question. Because Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the Lamrim, in the vase, if you look for the vase, not the true existent vase, not that, you see. And you never touch that to that. The false vase, you never touch that. You see, the mere vase. Without touching the false vase, the real vase existing from inside, without touching that, just the general vase of the imputed vase, okay? Just the vase, okay? So you search where it exists from top, you see from where is it, you know? Where is it you look at? And at the end you can't find it. You know, somewhere, you know, you can't find it. So you can't find it. So then, you see, you check what happened to the result. Okay, you couldn't find the vase. just general varsity, imputed varsity. She look everywhere, could not find. So then, there's nothing. I said, "Musum members, this is the Musum members." So there's nothing to nothing to recognize the vase. You see, nothing to point out. Nothing to point out. This is the vase. Then, you're falling in the, you're falling in nihilism, destroying the, like a house exists, then you say, you know, you, what? Demolish. Destroy. House exists, but, yeah. That is, you fall in nihilism, destroying the, destroying the dependent arising. That was Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned. There are more words. There are more words, but that's the essence. So you're falling in nihilism, destroying the dependent arising. So that. So you see, this kind of analysis, you see, you are supposed to analyze what doesn't exist. Vase, merely emitted on the valid base, the shape, and you know, all that thing, see, dong dish, you know, kind of round, and the belly, you see, the round, and anyway, cold water, which can function that and all that. So anyway, so that's the valid base. Then mind is merely emitted the vase, okay? Mind is merely emitted the vase. And then you see, mind is merely emitted the vase. So now, vase, what exists is what? You see, it's a merely embedded vase. What exists is merely embedded vase. What exists is merely embedded vase. So therefore, you can understand. From this explanation, you know the vase is empty. Vase is empty from its own side. But vase is completely. The vase is completely, totally empty. From its own side. You see, totally empty. While it is existing, it's completely empty from its own side. But then you see, right after the mere imputation of the vase, there is a hallucination projected on that. There is a hallucination, truly existence, decorated on the mere level of vase. From your ignorance, not by God, not by somebody else, not your enemy, by your ignorance. Left negative imprint on the mental continuum, and that negative imprint decorated or projected truly existence. So there's this. This total hallucination is decorated, projected, on the middle level of vase. So that's why it's real. That's how there's appearance of real vase to you. So without touch, so that is what you have to realize is empty. So without touching anything to that, then totally missed out. It's like you missed the thief or the enemy. You see, it's like thief. The enemy is next to you. Lives in your room. See, lives with you. Next to you, you see always. But you always think it's outside. You know. So you see. Always target outside. So this one you think friend. This one you think the best friend. You know, that's whom you trust completely. See. So Dawn comes. Who's clear things who comes, which is something somebody outside, you see. So that you see, then try to harm outside. Then you try to use your guns and your whatever, your guns or hammers, whatever, you know, outside. So outside. But there's no outside, you see. It's with you. So there's whom you love and whom you say, whom you believe, see, you know, totally friend, see, whom you totally trust. So see. So missing this, say. So you miss out completely what you have to analyze, you know, and realize empty is totally missed out. And then you just the general vows, the mere vows, you see, you look for. Then you see, you could not find, nothing to recognize, you see, it's the vows. So now, you see, through this analysis, what the result will be. So that's the interesting part, you see. What the result would be from this analysis. So you see, it doesn't come to the conclusion that the vows exist. It never comes to that. You see, because we're even analyzing the vows is vows itself, not the. Not the true existence
on the top,
mere level of us, you see, not that. So after analyzing words, could not find, you see, then that kind of destroys the, that harms, so it harms, conclusion, it harms, come to understand the convention, comes to understand Gunzo Denpa. See, the existence of the vows, it harms to that. It harms to that. So that never happens. So you fall down nihilism, destroy the dependent arising. So it's very clear. Then you see, then there's no, then you see, there's no vase. You can't fill up vase with water. You can't make vase. You can't break the vase. You know, there's no vase, so there's no breaking vase. You know, there's no vase, so there's no. Vase doesn't exist, there's no function of vase. So similar, there's no I, there's no all the activities of I, there's no all the experience of I. You see, creating good karma, experience happiness, experience suffering, doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, you see. So there's no I. So you look at the mere level of I, you see. General I, mere level of I, you see. Look on this, I guess you can find. So then you see. It only harms. You know, it harms to come to understand the existence of the I. You see. So that's what Lama was saying. So that, yeah. Then we see. All the experience. You see, there's no activity with the I. Then there's no result, happiness, suffering. You see, that. There's no result of happiness. There's no hell, there's no enlightenment, there's no liberation, there's no samsara, there's no happiness, there's no problem. So they see. Then nothing exists. I don't know what there's different types of Zen. Different type of Zen meditation, but I don't know, but the general view of Zen is nothing exists. Nothing exists, you see. So then you practice. Then you become Zen yogi. Zen yogini. So I said that the so now here So that, see, there is the, you know, what effect, it doesn't come to the conclusion, the existence of us, the existence of the I, never come, it doesn't help to that. That kind of analysis doesn't help to that, to understand, to realize it, and to see, convert truth of the I. So Prabhupada says, the truth for the logical mind, you know, truth for the logical mind. The Geshe, our resident teacher Geshe, in Spain, the Madrid Center, he asked me that what he can use, because absolute truth, then he thought better to use elusive truth, then fits well, you see. Absolute truth, elusive truth, and I think that's sound. I think very good. You can kind of see the truth for the absolute wisdom, and you know, the truth for the all-wisdom mind. You know, as you see, so that, and then if that becomes you see, the just general out the mere level I. Or the vast checking where it is on the aggregates, and that has become tantamla jiva, analyzing the ultimate truth. You see, the analyzing. You see whether the or analyzing. You see the truth in the vast, whether it exists not. You see, truth whether it exists not. Maybe that becomes analysis on that. Then you see. Another mistake is that there's four analysis of the vital point, nishichepa. And there's four analysis of the vital point, nishichepa. So the very first one is gachangebe ne, the importance of recognizing the gaccha, object to be reputed, which doesn't exist, the false eye, the as I mentioned already. So the mind which see the aggregates, mind which see the valid base aggregates, and that mind immediately impute I, and right after that second, and then you see the ignorance, past ignorance, left negative imprint of the mind, decorate the mental fabricate or decorate the truly existence on that. So gakcha, so this is the gakcha, object to be reputed. What you have realized empty, as it is empty, empty from its own side, you see. So this gakcha, object to be reputed, what you have realized empty, is not what you have realized, not that I doesn't exist. You know, that I doesn't exist. You know, it's not that. You see, something about I, to realize empty something about I, you see. So the hallucination, what is projected on the mere level I, and that's what you have realized empty. That is what you have to realize empty. As it is completely empty, doesn't exist the slightest even atom of that. On the mere level, I see slightest even atom of that, it doesn't exist. So gotcha. To win over the, so you receive a lot of harm from the enemy or TV, see. So you receive a lot of harm. So then you have peace happening. So you have to win over the enemy, see. So the very first thing, most important thing is to recognize the enemy, TV, see, who steals your things, who always harms you. So to recognize that's the, before you use your weapons, you have to recognize that. You know? So that's the most important thing. So similar here. What you have to, what the emptiness, realize the end of this true existence projected. You know, on middle level eye, see, appear from there. So see, you have to realize that is, so that is the your say target. That's your target, you know. To use logic, all the so there are so many logicians in Madhyamika. The king of the logic is dependent arising. See? Logic of the dependent arising. The I is non-truly existent. Dhammamete, I doesn't have true existence. Dhammamete imbecile because it's dependent arising. So that's the king of the logic among all the logics in the dependent arising. So as I already mentioned many times, the meditative mind, before you use all the opens or to, first thing to recognize as the most important. So therefore here the Gatsang Nibbana. So from the four analysis, the four analysis of the vital points. So the Nishi Jeba. So the first one, Gatsang Nibbana, the vital points of the vital points of recognizing the objective reputed. Then you use all the logics on that, such as the jitta identity, so the logician of the logic of the what is one with, I guess, or what it is exists separately from that, so that you see, so all those details, you see. Because anything what exists attached by other with aggregates or exists separately from that. So see, so that's the reasoning. However, so yeah, then see the shingta horse the carriage, the seven types of reasoning, the shingta. Chariot, yeah. So there many matter there and the Lamrichimo the Hatong the gradients, there are many reasonings. So and so say yeah, then you use on this, you see. So then you see this would have no reason at all why you bring this first, you know, objective repute, you see why Lamasong was so important. The meaning for that. So they so the many other mistakes will arise, you see. One resident teacher of our center, you see, one resident teacher who is well known, but I think I was asking, see these the checking, you know, just the vase without relating to the false vase, you see, the gaccha, objective repeated, you see, without relating to that. So searching these, whether there is analyzing to the terminology of the true existence of vase, see, whether it's analysis on that. So said, yes, it becomes analysis to the checking the true existence of vase. He said that's very commonly known in the monasteries. That's normally known that becomes analysis of the true existence of vase. So I said, I want to see the text. So I said, I want to see the text, the way it says. That becomes an analysis of the true existence of vase. So then next day, during the meal or general lunch, I checked. Well, I checked the text, but could not find it. So anyway, so there's, I think it's, that's become sort of common, Ras Thakpo Rinpoche, the ex-abbot of this Sarame, Baksa, is a great Lama, great Lama, is a holder of the many teachings, initiations, and great yogi, deity. However, see, so I checked the Rinpoche, and Rinpoche said, some, as Rinpoche said, for some people, that can become means of realizing emptiness. Suppose some people can become, Rinpoche said. So however, but the Lama Tsongkhapa, there's a lot of contradictions that that is not, that's the way of maintaining, is not maintained on emptiness. So there's a lot of talks. A lot of talks to say. Yeah, so that's a danger to, that's falling in the nihilism. So anyway, I met Claire, you see, conclusion, you know, it doesn't help the existence of us. Not at all. It doesn't help, it won't destroy that. So for example, so now the other one, the eye, you see, is totally empty. You know, you mentioned the real eye, you see. The true eye, you see. Then you see, you analyze that. It's very interesting like this. You see, when you're believing the gakcha, you know, when you're believing the true existent eye, you see, gakcha, true existent, you see, decorated by the ignorance, by your ignorance, on the mere level eye, on the mere level eye, you see, then you see, say, then you see, so you believe, this is the eye. Then you let your mind to believe, hold on to it. This the eye. Yeah. Has to be this. You know, this eye. This real one existing from inside. You see. So now you see while you are believing, while this is your concept, then you see somebody criticizes you. You see, they get angry. Then you get angry. While this is your concept, you know, this is the I. So you see, you don't have a recognition, realization of recognition, the say gangcha, and what doesn't exist and what exists. What is labeled, what is merely embedded, what exists, what doesn't exist, is what is mentally fabricated on top of that. See, so without the recognition of that, but so you believe that that's the reality, that's the reality. So this is the reality, this is how the I is. So while you concept that, somebody criticizes you, you get angry. But when your concept is according to the reality, that the I is merely imputed, you see, total opposite concept. While your concept is merely imputed, while your concept is that the I is merely imputed, merely imputed by the mind, and then while you're thinking that. While you concept that, while you're thinking the eye is merely imputed by mind, somebody criticizes you, don't get angry. Somebody criticizes during that time, you don't get angry. It's impossible. It's impossible, you see. Did anybody try that? Maybe on the weekend we have more time. Then go to when you have more time. go to the persons who get angry to you. You know, who criticize you. So you go there. You go there and sit next to that person. Then you see, then your mind in meditation, you see, the eyes. But not with this concept, you see. The true extent, you see, decorated on the millimeter eye. So not that, without that concept, you know, that's normal. That's what we have been doing from beginning of the series, but not that one, but now new one, see. There was now new one, see, which makes you to be free from samsara, oceans of samsara, oceans of suffering, of hell, hungers, animal, human beings, sura, asura, and material beings, you see. And then which ceases the cause, karma delusion, you see, including seed of delusion, which directly ceases that. Of course, ceases also the subtle defilements with bodhicitta, you know, collecting the extensive merits. Without then, able to complete the merits, wisdom, merits, virtue, called the dharmakaya. So, with the meditation, the pasangas could be dependent arising, so subtle dependent arising. The eyes merely level by mind. Existing many millimeter by mind. So the awareness. And then you see, we sit with the person who criticizes you. With the continual meditation with that from your side, you see, mind that meditation. Then you see, And then listen what the person. or insults you, or say, provoke you, or insults you, beats you. Anyway, so while your mind is in that meditation, and that so the thinking I, but in according to reality. So yeah, I think it's impossible to get angry while the mind is in that state. I think it's a very good track, you see, when the mind is in that state, you see, in that meditation, in that understanding, suddenly, you see, suddenly, you don't find any purpose at all to get angry back. You know, to get angry back, to harm, you see, mistreat. Suddenly, there's no meaning. Total meaning. You know? No meaning at all. Doesn't make sense. Totally childish. It doesn't make sense at all. So it's good experience to try. So much what we do in the life, and all the expenses, and also the then there's suing, say, court cases, then city. $1 million. Millions of dollars spent. This real eye, you see, this, you know, recognition, you see, eye this way, it's real eye, you see, you know, the kind of mix of the gaksha, so the hallucination, you see, the eye is that is real, the reality is where. In life, so much, you see, just even the harm, you see. You know, when you don't use your mind, you know, think that way, you think a different way, you see, change. correct way. See, me liberty by mind. You know? Then, unbelievable, so much in the life. You know, brings. So, you know, there's no meaning. That makes sense. Then you find time, you know, so much time for meaningful things. See? So, then of course there's, you know, then there's argument, jealousness, pride, attachment, and, imagine, because this ignorance truly is the I, you see, concept, but then there's many other religions. So then you work for that. You work for all those delusions. Follow them, see, the whole life. Imagine, wisdom. And all this not true. All this not true. It's the belief not true. And what the root, what ignorance believes not true. So how all the rest can be true? They developed afterwards. Generated afterwards, on the basis of this hallucination, truly exist. Everything developed in that, all the other delusions. So it can be the truth, what they believe, cannot be true. Anyway, so now just the last conclusion, again, see. So last conclusion, I think. So they realizes the eyes empty, they realize that eyes empty. I mean, you know. You search the truly existent eye, the real eye, or they could not find. Another one is, I guess, nor existed separately from that. So, total absence. So the eye, what, even believing. You know, that there's something most precious. I mean, so believing this, what you believe in, so I mean, real or so precious, most important or precious, or the truly exists, is 100% is true, from that you've been believing from beginningless rebirth. Beginningless rebirth. It has no beginning. This concept has no beginning. The ignorance has no beginning. This wrong concept has no beginning. So, believing this up to now. Oh, see. what has been believing is the I, you see. What has been believed from beginningless rebirth up to now. Non-existent. There's no eye to hold on to. What even holding from beginningless rebirth? Yeah. Nothing to hold on to.